Are you ready?
I was born ready. Like, I came out covered in, like, you know, fetal fluids and blood, and I was like, yeah, let's go, motherfucker. That was baby Kyle, if you couldn't tell.
I kind of inferred that.
I know, just for all the people in the audience.
Mildly, you know, terrified by how that conversation just went down.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you gotta start a day off by talking about fetal fluids and things.
No, I think that's demonstrably untrue. I think that you're a piece of shit, and I can prove it mathematically.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Oh, God, no.
Highball.
All right. Highball.
Enough of this. Overcarbonating here. Okay. Put it to your mouth, quickly.
That's fine.
Put it in your mouth, quickly. No. So I can record it quickly.
No.
Sell it quickly. Hi, everybody. This may or may not be an episode of Sid Sock.
It's something. You know, we're coming up on like a year in 6 months.
Yeah, right? Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
What
does it all mean, Kendrick?
Quest for meaning is the purpose of life, man.
The quest for purpose is the meaning of life?
The quest for meaning is the meaning of life, man.
The quest for questing is the quest for quest, man.
What's that?
It's a hat. It's a bag.
It's a hat bag.
You know,
all things are hats.
I was just going to say that. How did you know that? It's like you know what I'm going to say.
It's like we really played out everything. We're done here.
So
Bail out.
Just let the car roll into that wall. And they're like, damn it, that wasn't far enough away. It didn't explode. We can't make our own deaths.
Let's walk over and get back in and continue recording.
I know you just heard a giant crash, but...
Actually, as it idled over there at, like, 15 miles per hour, it probably just fuck up some of the plastic on the front.
Yeah.
Good. Right. Drop the F-bomb early. That way Kendrick doesn't have to wait.
Yeah, you know, what was the F-bomb? We needed a curse, a vague racial slur.
We got then... stickers.
That was the other one.
That's actually, like, back-to-back weeks now for people, because they don't know about...
They don't know about our horrible recording schedule.
It's not horrible.
Oh, God,
horrible.
Burn the tape.
Not horrible, it's just dumb.
Well, now that the season is over, and I'm not going to say what season because it sounds more ominous that way.
The season.
Season has completed.
Oh, shit.
That was all made up words. That was not actually Latin.
That sounded very Latin. That was good. That was very good.
I've been practicing
for a
lot.
Did you memorize that from some spooky movie? One of them spooker movies?
Spooky moves.
Well, I've been told, I heard this from I think it was one of my parents that talked about, because of the type of accent that I have and my family has, coming from somewhat Minnesotan,
okay,
that you never went to go see horror movies. They were spooky movies or scary movies.
Oh, okay.
Because horror movies, they swallow the second R, so you were going on to watch horror movies.
And you're like...
I don't think that my mom wants me watching those kinds of movies there.
It sounds like you're going to, like, a dirty theater.
Yeah, like you're going to go watch them in a horror movie.
Or they're only movies that have, like, whores in them. So, like, a lot of those, yeah, like, buddy cop movies that end up having
not
the prostitute.
Wall-to-wall prostitutes. That
they call it a soup kitchen? There's, like, if you haven't seen The Other Guys with Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg, by the way, I highly suggest going to see that movie, because...
I think we should go straight through this, by the way.
Okay.
And not take the detour thing.
You're going to hear a bunch more crashing.
Mm-hmm.
This is a podcast full of just crashing
violence.
Sounds today.
No.
Oh.
Oh. So we're not going to kill Jerry in the back?
We can. I mean, I thought he was kind of dead.
I mean,
he's
I was
not
gonna,
moving
he's,
very much.
No, he's pretty thoroughly... sedated. So,
have you?
We're gonna do a snuff podcast.
Okay,
is that a thing?
You're just gonna hear a bunch of stuff that may or may not sound like we're killing people.
But, like, it's like a snuff movies, right? Snuff films?
Yeah.
Or where you film people actually dying, yeah, right?
I
so
read a really
If
crazy
you make
a. Movie.
I don't really want to. I don't want to know that. But, a snuff podcast of you kill people in a podcast, right?
Yeah. I mean,
that's a thing, right? It can be a thing.
I don't know if it's a thing, but it makes
sense. Totally a thing.
Okay.
Look it up, man. It's totally a thing. Want to be behind this guy with a tail light.
I did not. Didn't want to be behind him.
Didn't.
So, I was just on Facebook a second ago, believe it or not, because you can't tell because it's a podcast.
You're always on Facebook.
I'm not. Oh, okay. So
I'm always on Facebook. I'm an ever-present lurker.
The thing that's the fad now is three pictures of yourself as a fictional character.
Oh, yeah. That was a fad a couple weeks ago.
Was
when
it?
This podcast airs.
Oh, well, maybe next week. I mean, it'll probably still be a little bit of a thing for all those remnant people who are like, I'm slow and stuff, and I need to go back and help.
That's
be
us.
Relevant.
That's us, though.
Yeah. So that is us.
When it hits us, it's already irrelevant. So
well,
it,
we're
it
talking
probably
about
hit
it
cool
as a social commentary,
ago.
So it's afterwards. After.
But I think it probably actually hit the inner butts about 6 months ago.
Oh, did
we're
it
just
really?
Like way. We're just really
shit.
Behind. That's yeah, what I assume I for all that stuff.
Oh, okay. So I thought that was an interesting premise. Like, I started to do it in my head. I was like, what? How? What fictional characters do other fictional characters describe? And then I got down a rabbit hole of like, oh my god, all these characters are the same.
I'll be honest, I thought about it for about 7 seconds, and then I just balked completely. I was just like, bluff,
well,
no.
The thing that stopped me from doing it was everything. Every other time you do one of those things, it has a like generator for you.
Yeah, it's pretty selective.
This one
options.
Didn't have this. Did it have a generator?
No. I a lot of people had very consistent things, but I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I was like. I was like, how did they get that consistency? And I was like, maybe there is a generator out there, and
I think, wonder if it's an Instagram thing or something. Oh, maybe. Where you can be like, make me 4 pictures in 1 picture. Like, that seems like a weirdly
oh,
useless thing.
That,
but okay.
That gets into an interesting area because there are those things that pop up all the time. Like, there's like weird Snapchat filters and all these things that you're like, oh, that was cool. How'd they do that? And you figure out it's just a part of another app that you already have that you don't
yeah.
use right. And then you're like, shit. Now I feel inadequate. I need to go back and learn how to use Instagram, or I need to
yeah.
go back and
learn
how
to use
programs.
Like these things that these fucking teeny boppers are using constantly. And you're like, how am I an old man already?
I don't want to do this.
Your Instagrams are stupid. What is this? This yik yak nonsense?
I don't even know what yik yak is.
Yeah. Is it yik yak? I think it's yik yak.
What is that?
Yak pack? Yak back?
Yak yak yak. Don't talk back.
Grab gut.
This is the podcast where we go
thought it was
sing rap cut.
No, it's definitely okay. Not.
What do you mean? Is there some offensive material in that song that's that worse than our podcast?
No, it's that I don't think I can keep up with it because he is, in fact, a self-styled rap god.
Yeah, I've heard him refer to that. I thought that was a rap god, and I was like, oh, that's cool. I was talking about Eminem, by the way.
The M&M's.
M&M's.
Delicious M&M's. Yeah.
Rap god.
I don't really listen to much of his work, but...
That's
one that I binge listened for like a solid.
Was
month.
It because of the Rick and Morty video?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, the Rick and Morty was actually the first time I'd heard it.
Okay.
We got some interesting happening up here.
Oh wow, it's a lot of flashy lashes.
They're kind
of
all over the place too. They're like not off to the side of the road. They're everywhere.
Yeah, they really
okay.
are. Holy,
yeah, they are. Okay, we are.
Detoured.
We are being detoured, which is really funny because I literally
that's a hospital.
It's a brand new one. Yeah, just opened up a couple weeks ago, months ago. I don't know. What happened here? What's interesting is I did actually took this detour myself when I was coming home one day a couple weeks ago because I
ate sauerkraut.
No, I was super pissed at the traffic. In fact, it was right in that spot. So apparently, there's just a spot there where people like to put their cars inside other people's cars for fun and profit.
Dude, that's always an interesting proposition because you never know how your car will fit into someone else's car until you try it.
It's true. You just gotta ram it in there.
I mean, and their speed. You know,
yeah,
if you
yeah.
go faster or slower, how does it fit?
Yeah. Don't do that, people.
Now I'm confused and scared. Like,
I think everyone's lemminging. I think. And also, I don't think that the cross street over there goes. Oh, no, it does. It does. They're stupid. They're lemminging. They don't know where they're going. I think this street goes through. I think this is the very street that I was on. That's why I think it
okay.
goes through.
Kendrick's leading me to a rape corner.
It's not a rape corner.
For
more of a
field?
Straightaway.
Yeah.
Or a field that I like.
Or a road?
Field that I like. Whatever. Anyway. So that was a nice distraction. We were just
yeah.
totally derailed by...
Well, welcome to Sit Sock. If you've never heard us before, folks, we get distracted by things.
It's
right
almost like it's a stream of bunnies. No.
There's bunnies.
I thought that was a bunny.
Where is
no,
a bunny?
It was a
squirrel. Oh, there's a bunny.
It was a squirrel.
Oh.
Anyway.
What should we talk about today?
Pissing in the stream of kind of spitting. Do you want to keep talking about that the three character thing?
No, I mean, like, I don't know.
I do not. I am not secure enough in my self-identity, apparently, to do that.
Neither am I. Like, I couldn't think of three characters. Like, I feel like some of the people's characters, I'm like, oh, my
that
God.
Is, that
yes.
is actually a giant mausoleum and cemetery over there that they're blocking off. So
cool.
Zombies. It's probably the, you know.
It is close enough to Halloween that zombies
I'm not,
will happen.
I'm not. I kind of am on the fence on the zombie thing. I sort of agree with some of the people. Like, that's absurd. It doesn't make any sense. And so, like, you have to have some sort of supernatural implication there because,
sure.
you know, there's all kinds of issues with dying and then reanimating.
Mm-hmm.
But if zombies were to happen, that could exactly be how it happened, right? Like, there's a bunch of cops blocking the only entrance to the...
If you... this is where my one of my few expertises comes in, is majority of movies where you're looking at zombie viruses starting, like Quarantine, I think there's one, like...
Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah, stuff like that. It does seem to end up, like the people are inside of a location that's locked out, quarantined out, you know? Yeah. Stuff like that gets, like, locked out, and there's, like, cops outside, and they're always like, oh, yeah, it's just a gas leak, folks, don't worry about it. And you're like, fuck that shit, it's not just a gas leak. Every time I see stuff and I don't know what it is, I'm always like, zombies.
So,
like, or, like, something.
What I'm hearing is, I left my shotgun at home like a sucker. And my pole arms.
My car gun is not, my truck gun is my truck.
And this, I don't even have any pole arms in the house. We left all those on the trailer.
What the actual fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know. I wasn't really anticipating
zombies are the things you're scared of the most, aren't they?
No. I'm scared of. I mean, I don't
know. I think I would define your feelings towards zombies as fear.
No. I mean, they're pretty easy to dispatch individually, right?
Clowns you're scared of, but clowns, freaked out by?
Clowns make me uncomfortable on account of the whole syphilis thing. And their face.
Syphilis?
Well, that's what they're based on, the syphilitic patients.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Your skin goes pale and your hair turns solemn. You're screwed up because of pigments.
See, I thought clowns were based on a Scandinavian monster who lured children into a cave to eat them, and he needed to eat 7 children or 12 children, from one for every month of the year. That's why he sleeps.
Yeah, syphilitic people.
He did have a big red nose and looked like a syphilitic patient, though.
Yeah. No, I don't get why clowns are supposed to be fun, because their pallor and their grotesque, and I mean that in the traditional, like, literal sense of grotesque features of the...
Clowns don't not give us money.
Clowns, don't come near me. Because you make me uncomfortable. Because they look wrong. They look in the uncanny divide to me. Like, it's like that's not a human face, but it's walking around like a human.
It's like an alien.
Yeah, it's like a horrifying mutant demon.
So would aliens freak you out, like, if aliens came down, like, grays?
Probably,
like,
honestly, less than clowns would. Because
really?
At least they have an excuse. They're
aliens, yeah.
Right? Clowns intentionally did that to themselves.
Would an alien that was, you know, because, like, the whole idea with Star Trek is that... welcome to the stream of consciousness, folks. The whole idea
this stream is called Wadsworth.
The whole idea of Star Trek is that every alien was, like, humanoid, right? Except for those one really weird-off ones, like a rock or, like...
Yeah.
A sentient gateway or some shit like that. Right?
Yeah.
Do you think you'd be more afraid by, like, a humanoid alien? Like the Star Trek aliens? Or would you be more afraid by, like, a non... Like, bipedal
humanoid? I think it'd be more...
And by afraid, I mean uncomfortable or whatever you need.
I mean, I'd be more weirded out by attempting to interact with a sentient bug.
Oh, man, that would be weird, right?
Or, like, a sentient, like, bizarre-ass creature I couldn't relate to. Because we're assuming that you've got, what's it called? Is it medial symmetry? Longitudinal symmetry? Whatever it is. Like,
yeah,
two arms, like,
out, yeah.
They could just be a big old pile of goo with tentacles or something. Like,
yeah, that's what I was thinking. Immediately what I went to when I thought of non-bipedal, non-human, it's just, like, the thing from Futurama, like, that, like, swallows people, but he's made of, like, jelly.
And like, that kind of thing, like, interacting with a creature that I have no concept of but has sentience would be weird me out. Because you don't know how their sentience works, you know? They could just kill you as a matter of habit. Like, you know.
Or, like, there's even instances, like, in really good stories where, like, something that's greater or different than you tries to talk to you and it, like, murders you. Because it ends up being, like, the way we speak is by screaming psychically into your mind. And, like...
We speak by stabbing you. I don't like your culture.
The cuts seem to fade away on alien skin, but on human skin they stay forever.
We have a physical language.
That's an interesting thing. Physical language.
Oh, shit, now I'm an asshole because I forgot that this lane's closed. Well,
dude,
I'm a dick, everybody.
Kendrick, you have changed lanes more today than I've ever seen you change lanes while driving. You do know that that's something that causes traffic, right? Constantly changing lanes. Mm-hmm. God, you're the worst kind of person. Is this dash cam on or not?
It is. It doesn't display.
Did you get a new one?
I did.
How much money have you spent on dash cams right now?
$120, I think.
I guess they're kind of like an interesting experiment, right?
Actually, I don't think even that much, but yeah. Because that first one I bought was garbage, and very inexpensive garbage. That guy feels like he's getting closer to me, even though I'm in this lane. yeah, actually, this one I haven't played with it much. I have to pull the card again and see what it does. But it's neat. It makes weird noises when you turn it on, like the yellow one. But
cool.
It seems to behave a little better. So
And since we're talking about things that make us uncomfortable, there's a... Because we started talking about...
Oh, okay, yeah, I remember. Because you were thinking the zombies, maybe. The zombies... Actually, zombies don't make me uncomfortable at all.
Don't you have dreams about zombies?
But that's what I mean. Like, I watch it, that's no problem. It's like, okay, jump scares get me. All right, roving bands of semi-mindless creatures. That's unsettling, right? Because it's supposed to be. But it doesn't, like, freak me out or anything. Like, oh my god, there's a zombie over there. Now, having said that, around the Halloween time, when there's a zombie crawls, I don't want to go out because a bunch of people acting like zombies... It makes me just uncomfortable enough that I'd be worried about punching one of them.
And that is, like, that's that reason right there is the reason I don't want to go to haunted houses. It's because a bunch of people acting like murderers and, like, sadists and crazy people in an enclosed space.
And you never know.
Might push me over the edge to get violent. Like,
I get you.
Where I'm like, okay, but, I'm not sure, I got to defend myself.
Right, no, I get you. But what happens for me is I just get... really, really vivid nightmares. And not even necessarily nightmares, but really vivid dreams. Mm-hmm. Whenever I do any, like, any zombie stuff at all.
Any horror or any zombie?
It... often stuff comes out in dreams. I get really intense dreams, like, a lot. It's sort of a thing that happens to me now, especially more lately.
Have you slowed down drinking at all?
Yes. And that made it worse.
So yeah, it does make it worse.
Back up the drinking to make that go away. It hasn't correlated to anything that I've found yet. Mm-hmm. It's just... overactive imagination when I'm trying to do nothing. I think it's because I'm philosophically opposed to doing nothing, so when I'm sleeping, my brain's like,
gotta do something. Time for you to finish.
Make a horrifying story. All right, so here's what happens if you ripped your face off. Like, why is that a thing?
I don't know. I'll just watch it.
Keep watching it forever. No, forever. That's terrible. Looks like you're having a bad dream.
Oh my god, so there's a new guy at work. His name is Ryan Marcoux. He's officially my work wife because he's a little goober and he's cute.
No,
I know. And I showed him all of the Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared stuff yesterday, and he said, I shouldn't be enjoying this as much as I am, were his exact words. And he started quoting the movie. I was like, Ryan, you've passed the test.
Yeah.
You're allowed to hang out.
That's a pretty brutal test. That's a washout.
Yeah, he
test.
Watched like all six in a row, and I was like, damn,
that's,
dude. Like,
that's not supposed to happen. You're not supposed to do that. That's not good for you.
Oh, we still have to have the episode where we talk about Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared. Yeah, but anyway, we should do that later
anyway,
today, maybe.
No, and my main problem is that when I have those dreams, I don't sleep very well. That's
and so you kind of stay away from things that
push fuck up my sleep schedule. Yeah. Unless I'm in a time where I don't have to worry about sleeping.
Like, something that makes me incredibly uncomfortable is the triphobics. Have you heard of that? Fear of holes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Natural holes or
I've
weird
seen
holes.
That one, the pictures people post.
Yeah, and it's not as bad. I thought at first, like, the people had those holes on them. There's no disease, as far as I know, that actually does that. It's just people using Photoshop well.
Yeah.
And it makes me more comfortable that's not something that can happen to my
skin.
Right,
but still when you see it, your skin, your stomach kind of rolls and your skin kind of crawls,
I've been trying to push myself through it because it's
a weakness that must be crushed.
Sure, but it's also something where, like, you don't know that you're going to have a queasiness from it until you, like, see it, and you might not notice it until someone points it out. So it's a weakness that must be crushed.
I think. And I approach that.
I don't know. If you haven't...
Look at those zombies walking around, like, in that mist. Across the golf course.
They're floating on the water. It's just Jesus. It's just Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Hey, Jesus is back. And he came to Westminster or whatever we are.
Wherever the fuck we are.
Are we, like... I don't know. I don't know what city we're in. Right?
We're at Vance Drive in 77th.
So anyone who wants to look that up, correct us. Probably Aaron.
Maybe Ryan.
Could be my mom.
But I don't think Ryan listens to our podcast.
Ryan does not listen to our podcast.
Why?
I just know he doesn't.
God, Ryan, what the hell?
Actually, he's on me sometimes. Hi, Ryan. Post something on here. I'll buy you a sandwich.
Yeah, sandwich buying.
But yeah, no, that was totally a zombie mist. Did you see that shit?
Yeah, it was awesome.
It's end of days time. We're going to swing by the sports warehouse here real quick and get a shot.
First cops protecting a mausoleum that had a torn down... No, I'm just kidding. They didn't have a fence at the top.
Well, there was an awfully big crowd there. Yeah. That was weird.
Was there?
No.
Oh, I was like, oh my god, I missed it. I missed the key factor in this being an actual
big crowd of people walking around, lots of gunfire. I don't know what was going on there.
It does weird me out when they block off large sections, larger than the areas that they need to be blocked off. You know, like, they could have closed.
There must have been an accident.
Yeah,
I was driving to work once, and then there was like 7 cop cruisers on Wadsworth somewhere, and I didn't quite block off the whole lane, but they blocked off a big stretch of it that everyone going to the other lane, like, a lot more. And I think it's because someone hit a pedestrian.
Oh, damn.
That's what I found. I found a news report later. It was like someone hit a pedestrian. And I was talking to some people, some of my cop buddies. Apparently, that's a standard procedure when someone runs over a pedestrian, because I guess there's a higher chance that it's malicious.
Oh, it's okay. So it's
you don't tend to accidentally run over a person.
That's fair. Unless, like, I guess even if they're being really stupid, you still want to make sure it wasn't malicious.
And so they tend to send a lot more cops for that, because if it's someone who's driving around, realizes that they're driving around a 2-ton murder machine and starts murdering people with their 2-ton murder machine, you need to be careful with that person. Because you got to remember, we're driving around 2-ton murder machines.
I always forget that, like, there was someone who said on the internet once, they're like, you know, these tentacles inside this girl would be a good idea, so let's make hentai. No, that's not what it was. It was that,
That was horrifying. that took a turn I was not ready for.
Driving cars is really cool until you realize you're going at speed, traveling at speeds humans can never go, and, like, you know, 2-ton death machines, basically. And then you're like, oh, wait a second.
And
like,
you're dealing with kinetic energy so much that it can kill you in a heartbeat. Kind of amusingly, the kinetic energy you're playing with in a vehicle is substantially more than the kinetic energy in a firearm.
Right?
Like, it's substantially like
a
more.
A giant bullet.
It's like, it's a big rocket. It's just not going all
and
the way.
And by rock, he's seeing, like, rocket, like, orc, like, rock dash it.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, a rock attached to a
rocket. You're hurling a giant chunk of metal at, like you said, pretty high speeds. And the total amount of energy involved is why people get such serious injuries.
Mm-hmm. That's why the Autobahn is such a dangerous place, like, for a while. Like, and I always made this association, and this may or may not be true, but they were always talking about when I was in Germany how, like, it was really expensive to get your driver's license and yada, yada, yada. And then they were like, well, it's because... you know, the Autobahn is, if you're going to drive on it, you need to know how to drive. Because if you are driving really fast, or someone else is, and you get in an accident, their fatality rate is really, really high.
Yeah, because your speeds are so astonishingly high.
Yeah, so you need to know how to actually drive, and not just like American drive, which is just like being able
to
press the
cam with one hand, and I got my finger hooked on the steering wheel.
We're recording a podcast with a phone in his hand, and he's got like his eyes closed because he's sleeping.
Eating a sandwich.
Where did all these hands come from?
Don't worry about it, bro. But, and I still have my hands on 10 and 2 and 6 and 4. So.
Oh my god, he does. This is terrifying. It's like one of those, like, Lovecraftian nightmares you don't realize until it's too late.
And you're like,
Kendrick
oh god,
has seven arms.
I've been a Lovecraftian nightmare the entire time. That's my secret.
That's my secret.
No, it's, I think the other part of people forget is, like, physics is really fighting against you when you're talking about, like, high speeds.
Yeah.
Because you've got friction coefficients between your tire rubber and the surface, which reduce at, those reduce at, I mean, that's going at a linear, but once it hits that point of where friction doesn't kick anymore, you're fucked. Like, once you've overcome the friction of the tire, you have no friction. Mm-hmm. Practically, it's become, you're done. Wind resistance.
Sliding death machine.
Yeah, wind resistance goes up as a square, which is what throws off people's gas mileage calculations a lot, because they don't realize that you're pushing all that air out of the way. That also means if you screw up, I mean, if your car aerodynamics are such, it can lift you more. If your car is not built to go those speeds, it can cause weird shit like that.
Oh, that's all you have, like, drafting off of semis and things like that you can do.
All that shit. Like,
you don't understand how the air is moving, but you understand that you really don't have to use as much gas if you're like 2 centimeters behind a semi.
Yeah, which is 2 feet. Probably not worth it as far as being alive concerned, but whatever. But all the other stuff, like the faster you go, the higher your effective center of gravity is. Mm-hmm. And things like this people don't understand. And so they die.
Coincidentally, that's why it's so good to hit a zombie with a car, because you can do a lot of damage and not a lot of damage to yourself if your car is like.
You just gotta cramp up your car a little bit.
Yeah, right? Mad Max it up?
Yeah.
Alright, so what tell me one scenario that you would see like cops around and you'd see like the location. Like cops around it, there's a location in the background. And you're for sure that the zombie apocalypse is starting. Like, which would be your, like, okay, I actually am kind of worried that there might be a zombie apocalypse starting. Like, describe this scenario to me.
Well, to be honest, places like that big-ass cemetery, because there's fences all the way around it, and I think the only way in or out is that gate. I think there might be a side gate, but that main gate is there. Mm-hmm. But they were blocking off the street. You need something happen on the street. Now, if they were blocking off if they were barricading the gate, because I don't think the gate, I don't know if there's a gate that closes, but if there were cops in and around the gate and then there were workers like sealing it somehow or chaining it shut, that would be my, that would be my warning.
Okay.
See, like, why are you chaining the cemetery shut?
There shouldn't be things in there. And so I think that goes back to you saying that if you thought zombie apocalypse has happened, it would be magical. And so, like, maybe the cemetery has something to do with that, or is it just that...
Well, I mean, just because a viral thing that has the effects that make zombies scary is really, really unlikely.
Well, what about, like, 28 Days Later? Where it's just, like, super
rabies. It's like super rabies.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is that severe trauma and blood loss still kills people.
Yeah, no, that's true.
And so dealing with someone who's high on bath salts is less scary to me than dealing with a zombie who you have to destroy their brain for some specific reason.
And I agreed with that a lot until I remembered the fact that if you are, if you think about how much a human can do when you don't have to worry about things like pain and fear and all that stuff,
blood
it's
trauma,
actually terrifying.
True, but pain exists as a reminder that your body is fragile.
Sure, sure, but I'm not saying that it's I'm not saying it makes them more or less powerful. I'm saying it makes them a lot harder to compensate for because they do a lot of things that would normally, like, a person who's sane wouldn't do. Like, charge at you going as fast as they can, not caring about how they hit the ground.
Right,
or,
right.
try to grab you and...
Which is where, like,
do stuff.
Meth, PCP, bath salts.
Exactly, PCP
those kinds of those kinds of behaviors are what we see. Uh-huh. That are similar, right? Mm-hmm. So that's scary, but you can still shoot them in the face and they're done, or in the heart and they're done, you know? If you break their leg, they're not going to threaten you anymore, you know?
I guess, like, I mean, they're not going to be as mobile.
Right.
Is that what you mean by threaten?
Well, yeah, they're
going down.
Because
I'll still
be
afraid of a guy who's, like, trying to crawl after me unstoppedly and, like, oh my god, like, why is he still there? Doesn't he know that he's lost?
True, but if you actually break, like, a femur, you're going to bleed out.
That's fair.
Pretty quickly.
I think you're less scared of them because you know all these things to do. And I'm
human body has limits. But
it,
you know, it's the horde thing that's scary, right? Even in zombie lore, an individual zombie is not scary.
It's when there's like 15 of them come out of the shadows and they're friends.
And then you know there's 30 more behind them. Mm-hmm. And then there's more and you only have 10 rounds in your
gun. That does seem to be the focal point of a lot of newer zombie stories is not necessarily like a zombie, but like, you know, the roving horde of thousands that have
zombie,
been...
A zombie, a quintessential zombie is, by its very nature, an atomic little pointless individual.
Well, originally, the magical zombies, the ones that people were actually afraid of, were like not as they were more like reanimated in the sense of like they don't care about the normal things that humans care about when you're talking about death.
But like, they're still like servants.
Yeah, right.
They're servants of a voodoo master.
And like that was like the whole like well that whole thing is also a different thing too, right? Like the hoodoo thing was interesting because it was more and that was actually like more of like a real life thing where like people
did actually happen.
Where like they would fake deaths, I guess, and then they would come back, but they would keep giving them this drug to keep them sedated or whatever.
They faked their death with a chemical that lowered their heart rate and reduced their body, their core temperature to the point where people thought they were dead. And then they kept them going with an opioid, I think, that fucked with their head and made everything kind of confusing and made them compliant.
Yeah, and they would be like these slaves on plantations and shit like that, and it was just anybody.
And a lot of it was also pure psychology. Like, they fucked with their heads, and they basically, Stockholm Syndrome kind of thing, like, they convinced them that they were zombies, and so they believed they were zombies. And then eventually you can weed them off the drug, and you just have someone who's just dead sure he's a zombie, because that's his life. His life is that he's a zombie now.
There's that really good Wes Craven movie based in a book called The Serpent and the Rainbow about hoodoo zombies and like the...
And I believe that's the main zombie like source.
In America, in old Africa it is. I think there's other ones in European
culture.
Well,
I think it's tricky because when you look at the history of vampires versus zombies, a lot of those things kind of overlap.
They do.
In their histories.
There's some really crazy stuff that people would do to stop vampires from coming out, like grave dirt or like cutting their head off and draining their blood after their corpse, and like they didn't know at the time that some cases of death actually caused the body to continuously grow for a while, and like so they would exhume people, right, and they'd be like, oh my god, they still have like color to their skin and their nails
hair
are longer and they're like
and
fucking vampires. They're stealing people's dreams or blood in their sleep, you know?
Yeah, must be. QED. Yeah. It's like, God, you peasants are bored.
Like, well, and like stop. The doctors were thinking that stuff too, because they just didn't know, you know?
Well, I know one of the things that happened is in Eastern Europe, there are regions of extremely acidic soil.
Mm-hmm.
And those areas were often what they used to bury people because stuff didn't grow there very well because it was very acidic.
Mm-hmm.
So they would use that land for graveyards, I guess. And that also meant that it had a basically antibacterial quality to it because it was acidic. So they'd bury people there, and then they dig them up and they look the same because they didn't decompose much because they were buried in the acidic soil. And they're like, oh my God, he's still alive. And then they would nail him to the inside of the coffin, which is where the stake comes from. They'd literally nail him to the inside of the coffin so they couldn't get out.
Oh, yeah, like the
like, pin oh, let's to the do this, yeah, and then, all right, let's go. You're like, guys.
There was the whole, like, yeah. There's a lot of cool, interesting stuff you can read about what they did to, like, zombies and...
That folklore stuff's really crazy.
Yeah, there's actually a really good podcast called Lore about folklore and all this stuff. I'm really a fan of it.
But the biggest part there is, at that time, you know, the distinction back then of creepy crawlies that were dead but aren't dead now wasn't quite as clear-cut as we have now of, oh, that's a zombie, that's a vampire, that's a whatever. So a lot of those stories kind of come from different sources. I think reanimated, mindless, walking,
Actual first use of the term vampiric was by one of the doctors who was in a village somewhere, and he noticed that whole growing type thing. So, like, that vampiric idea definitely separated itself from the zombie or the zombification idea, because the zombies were like the dead people that had come back, so people seeing the dead people again but not actually seeing them alive. And, but then the vampires were like the ones who were like looking like they were still going after
they were immortal. But I think the biggest defining characteristics were mostly, like, when I say a vampire, the history was, oh yeah, they, you know, they can't die, and they if you buried them, mm-hmm. they come back. But then all of the lore that builds up over that, like, you have to use a stake, they can't handle holy symbols, mm-hmm. all that stuff comes from centuries of very mixed, confusing, and all varied stories, mm-hmm. and that's where it gets difficult sometimes to pull out, oh, this is the zombie lore, this is the vampire lore, because stuff cross-pollinates, mm-hmm. and the concept of a mindless, shuffling horde of undead, I think the horde concept didn't even come
ghouls
out.
Ghouls and ghasts and whites and ghosts and all that stuff comes from, like, similar places, too. Like, especially that mindless idea of, like, you know, the horde idea. There can be hordes of anything that doesn't have the ability to think. But
true. Sure. But I think that the horde of zombies is probably much later.
Oh, yeah. I would definitely agree. Because at the time, you weren't worried about a horde. You were worried about... You were like, holy
fuck. You were
worried
about fucking Jerry.
Somebody came back from... Yeah, like... Benny from down the street is now back, and he's like pounding on the windows or the door or something. Like,
but I think, well, that also is an interesting thing, because now the zombie movies are usually a vehicle for social commentary.
The good ones are. you're right.
I'll say that. I'll stand by what I said, because the whole concept is holding a mirror up to our humanity, right?
That's the Hollywood zombie movie thing. Yeah, is that, like, look at what you could be, or like
look how fragile society is. All it takes is a couple dead people.
But now it's even gone farther. Yeah, right. And it's not so simply like they've started focusing on the more important aspect of an apocalypse, which is how people interact with people when a bad thing happens. And so the zombies aren't as important.
Right,
as
they take a back step. And take a back seat. At that point, it doesn't even matter if it's zombies. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just society breaks down. Look what happens now. Like, that's fun.
I think the Walking Dead comic did a really good job of that. Like, they were one of the first ones that was taught that, like, you kind of forgot that there was zombies, and but they still managed to be such a poignant part of the story all the time, right?
Right.
Like, and I don't know if, I wouldn't claim that Walking Dead, the comic book, did the first idea of a horde, but that's definitely the first thing where I was like, oh, shit, I didn't even think about that. Like, they're like, yeah, well, they've been walking around for, like, 5 years now, and now they've just all been, and now they're in a big horde, and they're just walking around the U.S. fucking shit up, you know, and they'll go with the wind, and they kind of just do whatever they do, and it's not the idea of, like, you know, 100 zombies, it's like thousands of zombies just walking, right? And that's the scariest part. It's like, you're like, whoa.
It's a force of nature.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a tornado or a hurricane.
Thoroughly dehumanized. Yeah. Completely dehumanized.
And then the juxtaposition of, like, here is, like, a town that functions completely well on the surface, but the underworkings of that town rely on the fact that people are horrible, right? Yeah. They want to watch people die, and they need to watch it so they can maintain that facade of, like, you know, community or whatever. And you finally find one place that's not like that, and they can't help but fuck it up. And it's like, ah, you guys. And I think that's it. If you ever want to read a really good comic series about, like, post-apocalyptic humans, I think Walking Dead is that one. So
Twist Mugi killed the beast. Wait. No.
Twats?
We were the monsters all along.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. So on that note, sit sock. 35 minutes.
Kyle.
That's good. Kendrick.
I'm Kyle.
Kyle.
I'm Kyle. You know the worst part of being stuck in a time loop is...